So we're beginning Perek Aleph on the right hand side. Mahus hadvekos umahalosa. The essence of dvekos and its status. So what is dvekos? We alluded to this a little bit last week, and now he's going to develop it. Dvekos Aleph says Bayam Darkecha, dvekos he shem klali. Dvekos is a general term. L'chol margoshim, l'chol madregos hargosha be'elokus. Every level of feeling, experiencing Hashem, that's dvekus. Remember, the word dvek, like we said to last time, is dvek means like to be glued, to be connected. So what is that? It's the feeling of being connected. V'amatzav, that is the situation. Sha'odam chai es Hashem Yisbarach, that a person lives with that presence of Hashem, umechubar elav, and is connected. So there's an emotional element, as he's going to describe later in the paragraphs, or there is this more deeper, just awareness, consciousness, realization. And this is our goal. Va'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, ubo sidbak. This idea that each one of us can reach this level, it doesn't mean we're all at the same level, but this idea, this accomplishment of dvekos, this is our goal. This is the goal of living spiritually, living with the Ribono Shel Olam. If you asked Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, what is the most important thing in life? The most important thing in life. He told us what he thought. In a hesped for the Tolner Rebbetzin, he said the most important thing in life is to feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of his hand resting upon my frail shoulders. It's to be in the presence of Hashem. That's the most important thing. That's the ubo sidbak. And this is something that each of us should strive for. This Bayam Darkecha is a summary, as we talked about in the past, of the teachings of Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern from the Yam HaChachma. So I have a sefer of Likutim where they collect different teachings of Rav Morgenstern's original teachings. So Likute Yam HaChachma, he has 100 pages on dvekos. I haven't finished it yet. But this is, and he talks about how each one of us on our own level can approach this, can pursue this. And talking about it is the first step. But it's the awareness that we are connected in a living reality to Hashem. That's the definition. Ubo sidbak. Avo be'emes, however in truth, yeah?
I don't know about you, as a chazan, about feeling, but I know that for me, that's what I...
So sometimes, exactly he's going to talk later. Great, so
as
later...
you said, you have to find your way.
Oh, so later he's going to talk on page Tzadi Aleph, he's going to talk about Torah and tefillah. So right now we're saying, be'emes yesh b'zeh madregos rabos. There are lots of different madregos. Mm-hmm. Madregas ha-devekos ha-yesodis. What is the fundamental madrega of dvekos, of being connected? He hargasha shel nochach. It is the feeling of, nochach means opposite or present. In Hebrew, when you speak about talking to someone in second person, ata, that is lashon nochach. So when you say baruch ata, you're speaking lashon nochach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pia Setzer writes in the diary, that when you say Ata, you bring the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your space by creating that connection with the Ata. Baruch Ata. Da'inu shemargish es Hashem Yisbarach imo. You alluded to the fact that in tefillah, we're supposed to feel that the Baruch Shalom is right in front of us and we're talking to him, Baruch Ata. That's why in halacha, you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's saying Shemar Esrei, right, and cut them off because they're in the midst of a personal conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one-on-one. Umargish chibur pnimi chazakito. The person feels an inner, strong connection. Ad kedei rotzon lios echarimo, to the extent that a person wants to be one, similar to that definition of love that we saw last week, cited by Brené Brown. And what does he describe this as? In the parentheses, he says, kebechinas chibuk, like a hug. Zui dvekus, hadvekus, this is the connection. Hatchusha, the feeling, sha'adam, I realize it's cut off a little bit on the right side.
Yeah.
Sha'adam, sorry. We're together. A friend of mine told me an amazing story. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us? This is, Dveikus is like a quasi way of experiencing what we could call Kedusha. So he told me that he heard this Maisa from the Chamo Leibowitz, Zichrono Levracha, that she said there was a cab driver who was taking a non-observant American couple on a tour, and she dropped them off at the King David Hotel on Friday afternoon. And after she dropped them off, they said, okay, so tomorrow we'd like you to pick us up at 9 o'clock because we have another tiyul planned. And the guy said, I'm sorry, I can't pick you up. It's Shabbos. Shabbat. Machar is a Shabbat. So they said, okay, Beseder, Shabbat, but we'll pay extra because it's Shabbat. You know, it's time and a half. So we'll pay you 400 shekel. So they said, we'll pay you time and a half. The guy says, no, it's Shabbat, no. So he said, what do you mean? You're the best taxi driver we've had in all of Israel. We want you to come tomorrow. We'll pay you 800 shekel. We'll give you four times. The guy says, Atem lo vini, you don't understand. Shabbat's a Shabbat. Ani lo noseh b'Shabbat. So they walked away incredulous. The taxi driver looks up and he says, Shabbat, ani va'ata b'yachad. That's Dveikus. B'yachad. With a clap. Ani va'ata b'yachad. Zoya Dveikus. Hatchusha shalo odom shu yachad ha-Mashem Yisbaruch, that we're connected with Hashem, v'u margish b'mitzius, that we feel His reality. V'chai ito, yachad ito. That we live together with Him, b'kesh, b'chibur, v'kesher amok. And a person who lives with this, v'odom shezocha lezeh, a person who merits this, madregaso gavoa, is a very high madrega. Harbe, mimisha chai rak b'kabolas ol. When we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're makabal o malchus shemayim. We accept upon ourselves, there is a God, and He's in charge of this world, and we're gonna accept all of His mitzvos, His commandments, His expectations. But that's just carrying a burden. That's not a relationship. That's do what you got to do and check the box. Because someone who's fearing God and mekabel the ol, ki af shegam bal kabolas ol makir b'Hashem Yisbarach, he recognizes God. Go to the top of the second column here. But he doesn't feel that God is part of his life. Chash hu kivyochol mishu chitzoni. God is separate from that person. So God, it's like lavdil, it's like if a teacher or a parent, and this is what the Pius Etzner gives us this image in the beginning of the introduction of Chovas HaTalmidim, we view a teacher as someone who's external to us. So the teacher is some kind of foreign influence trying to convince me and coerce me to do what I'm supposed to do. If we view the Rebbe Shalom as some external coercive force, v'hu b'einav k'mo melech al ha'am, which is, of course, a true analogy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, but that's a melech shu michutz l'beis beis ha'am v'chay adam v'chayav. The melech doesn't live in my house. The melech is off there somewhere. So I have to pay taxes. I have to make sure to show up for jury duty. I have to follow my service orders for conscription. But the melech, I don't really have a shachas to the melech. I just do what the melech says and I go on with my life. Avo b'madregas hadveikos, but if a person's mamish connected, second paragraph. Ha'adam, second column, second paragraph. Ha'adam margish es Hashem Yisbarach b'soch ha'chayav. We feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within our lives. Bargashas v'ratzon alev, with a feeling and a desire in our heart that we want to stay connected, that we are connected. It's not some foreign thing. V'utofes etzlo makom. It's a Hebrew expression. Tofes makom. It's part of our, you would say in psychology, our mattering map. The Rebbe Shalom is part of our awareness, our consciousness, our discussion, how we act, what we do, who we are. B'tchushos of machshavos, with our feelings and our thoughts. U'bevadai, and certainly, yesh b'zeh yesh madregos. There are different levels. Kama makom tofes hakesher im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much, to what extent? I started reading, I picked up in Israel, the biography of Rav Asher, was a big tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Rav Asher Freund. And it describes there how he had a group of chaverim that when they were teenagers, they used to get together and talk about avoda. And for them, this chabur of avoda, before it became institutionalized and they had a whole chesed organization and a teaching, but it was just a group of guys who kept talking about the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a high madrega, amazing. everybody has different madrigas. Kama makom tofes. Ushlema has shlema sa madriga zosi. What's the highest level of this madriga? The end of os aleph. Sha'adam kol kach margis es Hashem yizbar, margis es Hashem yizbarach. That a person so much feels Hashem. For kol kach mechubar elav and is so connected to him. At shekol habriya. All of creation. Ve'inyana. And everything else. Lo tofsim etzlo chashivas hu margis hu rak im Hashem yizbarach. He only feels like he's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now then you could talk about how if a person's really in a high level of Madrega, Rav Kook would say that they can then see the Ribbono Shel Olam through and within the entire Bria. But the question of what is important to us and how do we view it, through what perspective, is it all about Eino Milvado, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then through that we're going to experience the rest of the world? Or is it that we're experiencing the rest of the world and we're also remembering Hashem to daven mincha ma'ariv? So this is a high level to strive for, to realize that even if we could be going through and being mekayim all the tarag mitzvos and going to shachris mincha ma'ariv and doing everything that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you could still not have dveikus. You could still not really be connected. You could see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on the outside. He's far from you. And Rav Osher once, in this biography, describes that somebody once came to him and told him a maisa about this person. It's a whole long story. But at the end of the day, he says, if a person just serves Hashem as checking the boxes, as doing the things, as the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, so when they get to Gan Eden, after 120, so they're going to get a Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim Gan Eden. They're going to get Tzchar for all their mitzvos, but they're not going to be connected living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Ika, the main avoda, is to be connected for Atam Advekim, and that's what you take with you in the next world. It's that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought that was interesting. He's like, all right, take the Gan Eden of Kabbal Sol Machal Shemayim, but where does that get you? But if a person is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they live with the Ribbono Shel Olam in two worlds, in this world and the next world. There's not that much of a difference. So obviously, this is a very, very high level. Halavai, we could be Kabbal Sol Machal Shemayim Jews. That would be amazing. But the truth is that what the Bayam Darkecha is telling us is that as we go through this journey to grow as Ol Malchus Shemayim Jews, we can also grow in the same journey as being Dveikus Jews. And that's the point. At every level, wherever our Madrega is, it's not about measuring it through just Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's about measuring it through Dveikus. It's not mutually exclusive. So as we're growing, we're going to keep this mindset. And hopefully we're going to go from Madrega to Madrega. Next week he's going to talk about the higher level of Madrega, the next Madrega of Dveikus on the second level.